Lawrence, the day before a momentous occasion in the history of Derry City Football Club, playing Shamrock Rovers here at Celtic Park.
Very much so, Martin. Look, it's something that we've had on the agenda for a number of weeks, a couple of months now, actually. A lot of preparation has gone into this from both parties. This venue, I mean, you just look around it, it's the Find Insurance Celtic Park, and it's just a magnificent option or an opportunity for us now, and we're being so close to home as well. It was always something that you would have hoped you would have seen, and now that it's actually happened, you wonder why it didn't happen earlier, being honest.
The two codes are working well together. I mean, Derry have been training in Owen Bay for quite some time now.
That's right. That's the thing. I mean, there's no reason for not having relationships with any sporting organisation in the city and around the city. But this one, I mean, was probably nailed on to follow up after they started training at Owen Bay. And it was a bit of foresight used by both associations, by Stephen Barker and his board at the GA, and by Sean and Philip and our board here at Derry City. And again, it happened quite easily. It happened over a conversation at a kit launch and just grew from there. And this is kind of the next level of it now.
I mean, players from Derry City and from the GAA team have been going to hospitals, visiting kids. There's a really close bond between the two codes.
Well, yes, and that has to be part of it as well. I mean, if you're going to have the two associations working together and the two boards working together, then you need to have both sets of players working together as well. And I think that was important. That visit went down really, really well. And to be honest, the GAA lads loved it. And, you know, they've been asking if we're doing anything in the future, and we probably will. And not probably at all, we will. So, look, there's opportunities there, and I think in this day and age, and the world being what the world is at the minute, the more cooperation and sort of togetherness among the sporting organisations, the better.
Not too many people have to move out of their house when they're getting a new carpet, Lawrence, but there's a great new pitch going down next door.
Absolutely, and I think the great thing about it is, and we were talking about this morning just, it's covered over with a plastic sheet now, but the grass is starting to come up, and, you know, when you take a corner of it off now, it's actually green. You can see, you know, from a distance it looks like the grass is actually growing, but when you're close up, it's, you know, there's a lot of work still to be done. Obviously, this is just the first step now, because there's the element of it now where they have to stitch the grass root as well, which makes it hybrid. So that will be the final part of it, and that'll be in the next few weeks, ready for us to go back in June.
You probably couldn't have written a script better to have the champions coming, TV cameras here tomorrow night. Like, it's a huge event. Even ticket prices are a lot cheaper for these games here. Like, a club have really rolled out the carpet.
I think it was important to do that because it is such a big venue and it holds so many. The fact is, look, we're looking for as many people as possible, obviously, to come along tomorrow night. And I think there will be people coming, even for the historical value of this, as well as the football side of it. The football side of it's the important one for all of us, obviously. But, it's, you know, as you were saying at the start of this, it's very much a community, it's very much a city story. And we intend to try and, you know, build on that part of it.